Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled higher for a third session on the spin, with all three benchmark indices recovering from opening losses. Dow was up 39 points or 0.2%, broader S&P up 0.3%. 9 of 11 sectors closing in positive territory, where it was real estate, consumer discretionary and financials leading the charge with gains of about 0.5%. Tech-centric NASDAQ added about 0.5%. Just note the S&P 500 and Dow remain more than 7% below the record peaks they hit in late January, and the NASDAQ is down about, or still below, about 6.6% shy of its January all-time high. And also less than halfway through February, the market has already matched the number of 1% moves seen across all of 2017. So certainly a return of volatility to the market. Further gains in mining and travel stocks weren't enough to guide Europe's main markets higher for a second consecutive session. Germany's DAX was down 0.7% and France's CAC down 0.6%. London's FTSE slipped 0.1%, and that was despite another strong performance from the major miners. BHP, Billiton, Rio and Anglo American all gaining over 1.5%. Just note BHP Billiton said it expects to recognise a $1.8 billion income tax expense to reflect the reduction in the US federal corporate tax rate and other changes. The big Australian, of course, posts its full year result next Tuesday, the 20th of February. Just on the UK economic data front, rather, consumer price inflation remained at 3% in January. That's the same level as in December, albeit slightly higher than consensus expectations of 2.9%. But the most notable figure was the core measure, which jumped back to 2.7% and its highest level since 2011. That's all pounds sterling up about 0.4% to 138.90. And markets are currently factoring in greater than 50% chance of two UK interest rate hikes this year. Base metals stronger across the board, helped by a weaker US dollar. Copper climbing 2.3% to just shy of $3.17 a pound. Nickel up 2.7%, aluminium up 0.7%, and zinc up 2.6%. Also note that the semiconductor metal tin had a big rise as well, up 1.9%. Spot iron ore gained $1.12 or 1.5% to $76.36 a metric ton. Also good gains in the higher and lower grades. That strength on spot markets mirrored a good session on the Chinese commodity futures markets. Just note those commodity futures markets will be closed from Thursday for the Lunar New Year break. Gold futures added $3.50 to $1,329.80 an ounce. Oil prices, little change really. WTI down 10 cents at $59.19 a barrel. A talking point was a release from the Paris-based International Energy Agency, which said global oil supply would outstrip demand this year. US 10-year Treasury yields were down a touch ahead of tonight's key US inflation data. And the Aussie dollar was also a little change, buying around 78.60 US cents. It's a really busy 24 hours on the global economic calendar. Locally, you've got the Westpac latest monthly consumer confidence reading, Japan post fourth quarter GDP data, and then tonight you've got fourth quarter GDP figures for Germany and the Eurozone, and then that key inflation and retail sales data in the US.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.